Blog Talk Radio.
My nigga, I made him a million, now fuck it, we all rich. I ain't tryna have babies right now, so we part with a rubber, but I got a raw bitch. Know this money bring Evie, you probably won't beat me, but bro, we can't be about no small shit. Overseas got a crowd doing my shit. Can't believe that I'm still in an apartment. Businessman went and got me in office. Me and Dollar deals, I get them often. Me and Dollar was serving on Spawn Street. Hot legit, he gon' stay with the chopstick. I got raw, that shit made me a monster. He bitch, you know this my sister, my mama. Now they houses as big as they want them. I didn't run up no motherfucking commas. Look at Lil Dominic. Living like we in a race, I might come in first or second, but I won't ever be last. Lately I've been in my bag, bro told me don't take my foot off the gas. They give you an inch, gonna take you a mile. I'ma shoot by myself like a telephone foul. City to city, got girls going wild, and I reach for my chain when I jump in the crowd. Lambo Solo got a squad. We finally made it, let's pop us a bottle. To the lead and let everyone follow. They know I'm running it right to the bank. They want me to ease up, I didn't leave them in the bleeding room. Sorry, I told them I can't. Heard you a rat, so you know what's gonna happen. Whenever we catch you, I run with them straight. Keep all the moves I've been making. By the time I get 40, I gotta be one of them greats. Watch how I move with this paper. I know if I stoop up one time, they gon' try to come take it. Really, is it getting? These niggas be faking. I don't want they vibes, so they hand ain't shaking. She on that 42 straight with no chaser. I'm trying to get out of here and go chase it. Yeah, my diamonds be VV. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beaches, you hearing me. I just pray that my kids be a big of me. They can't get rid of me. My diamonds be VV. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beaches, you hearing me. I just pray that my kids be a big of me. They can't get rid of me. Wake up every day, somebody harassing me. I got rich, they need money, they asking me. I was sitting in jail, they look out for me. Ones who need me, no same ones who doubted me. I been handling my own, they can vouch for me. They way down with me, know that she proud of me. Turn the heat up, ain't nobody hot as me. Everywhere dollars be, that's how I gotta be. I done gave her the word, now she not leaving. Said she love me to death, told her stop breathing. He try to do what I do, but we not even. I want all of the beef, I am not vegan. Boy, you said it was smoke, nigga, stop speaking. Vince the door, drop the top, I can't stop speeding. Trying to see if this bitch hit the top speed. Hit a bitch from the back, have a knock. Call me baby ho, I control the rock. If the rap slow, I control the block. Yeah, I'm really it, and you niggas not. Got a couple coups, I can draw the top. I done made it, nigga, all these digits coming in. I'm saving for the bigger picture, no one day I need them. Might as well get used to me. My biggest fear is ending up where used to be. Yeah, my diamonds be VVs. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beats, is you hearing me? I just pray that my kids be a big of me. They can't get rid of me. My diamonds be VVs. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young.
3 is number to the show. You can call in and listen live to the show. Or if you'd like to be on the show and give your comments or your opinions of today's topic, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will let me know that you would like to be on the show. All right, again, thanks guys for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, those of you who are listening via my show page live on Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. There's an icon there on the show page that says follow this show. Guys, go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show live on a daily basis. And whenever the show is airing, you'll get a notification letting you know that we have a show coming your way. Again, thanks guys for tuning in. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And you can call in and be a part of the show. Share your comments, share your opinions on today's show. All right? And before we get into the show, guys, there's a lot going on with me. As you guys know, I work a lot. I work a lot, and I'm taking a class, and Just trying to make it happen, guys. Trying to make it happen. If I want to be retired citizen in a few years, or maybe not retired, because I think retirement is retirement has nothing to do with age, okay? It has everything to do with money, but nothing to do with age, all right? A lot of people are retired at age 35, age 40. A lot of these big-time sports players are retired at age 35. And what they are, what you call retired, but they may not be retired. A lot of them are still doing things like they still making appearances. They have their own podcast. They doing commercials. It's all kinds of stuff. So then they're retired, but they're not retired. Okay, they're still making money, and they may have money, but I'm gonna tell you, if they had all the money that they needed, why would they continue to do this type of stuff? At some point, you gotta let it go. I would say that Michael Jordan is retired. But then again, I kind of have to step back on that because he's still running a sports team. He's still running a NASCAR team. I'm sure he's still doing stuff with Nike. But, you know, so he's not just fully retired. Okay, he stopped playing basketball. Yeah. But he hadn't stopped working. All right. I don't want to stop working. Okay. But I do want to not have to go to a 9-to-5. Okay. I want to get up and say, hey, Frank, let's do this today, this today, this today. Have an agenda, have a structure. I like structure. When you have structure in your life, things do tend to go a lot smoother. All right, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call me. Let's talk. Now, today's show is entitled, What Happened to Columbus Day? And we're also going to talk a little bit about the weekend in sports. Okay? The weekend in sports. So let's start off with this piece of this called that I'm talking about for what happened to Columbus Day. You guys know Columbus Day wasn't far away. Maybe a week ago. I think it was a week ago because I put this show out last Monday, this exact show, and the Blog Talk Radio was having some technical difficulties, and I couldn't get up on the show. I had already put the show notes out there for everyone, and I had the show set up, everything, but I couldn't get in there. Couldn't make it happen. So I sent them a message, and they sent me back a message saying they was having some kind of problems with their infrastructure. So I wasn't able to do the show that day. I apologize for that. But it is the way it is. Every now and then, there are glitches that happen on this stuff. Okay? But we're here. We're running. Right? So the Columbus Day was like last Monday or something. All the banks were closed and all. Like usual, Columbus Day. okay? But Columbus Day is no longer called Columbus Day. Now Columbus Day is called Indigenous People Day. And I saw that, and, you know, I asked my wife, I said, what what is this Indigenous People Day? Okay? Indigenous People Day. You know, Indigenous people are, let me find out. Okay, it's Indigenous people are in Indigenous is an adjective, okay? And let's see, Indigenous people. Indigenous people are the people who are already in America, okay? And in Columbus Day, Columbus, we were always taught that Columbus discovered America. Christopher Columbus discovered America. Well, that's not true. That's just what the foreigners put in books to have us believe what was true. To have us believe that Christopher Columbus sailed around the world, he discovered America, all of a sudden come upon a land and discovered it. Well, how do you discover something where people are already here? You know, the Indians were already here. So how did you discover America when people were already here? Already had been discovered the place. But you come in and you tell people and you put in these books that Christopher Columbus discovered America. A white man, an Englishman discovered America, which is probably the furthest thing from the truth as far as history goes. Well, you come back and you talk about, you know, all the things that the white Englishman that started to come to America wanted to take over America. Okay? They killed off millions of Indians, killed them off, and took over their land, took over everything, and started to shape America into what they wanted America to look like, what they wanted America to be. Stories in the Bible about white people and seeing that Jesus is a white man. Knowing, and that's a big word, knowing that that's not true. Knowing that that's not true, but you do it anyway. And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years go by, and no one calls you on it. Now they've called America on why is it Columbus Day when, why is it saying that Christopher Columbus discovered America when people were already here? How does that happen? And how do they make, you know, why do you think black and white is so different? They made you think that black cats and black people and black was a bad thing. Something that you didn't want to come across. You see a black cat cross the street, you're like, oh my God, the black cats are the most beautiful cats you can ever see. Panther is the most beautiful cat that you ever want to see. I don't see a whole lot of white cats running around the streets. I don't see a lot of white cats running around the street. I don't. I don't know about you and where you live. You may see some white cats. I don't see a lot of white cats roaming the streets. When you say black, you think of bad. Halloween, bad. But that's not true. And they want you to think that the color white is all good and they're good people and all of them are good people and white people is good. White, why do you wear black to funerals? Why do we start wearing black to funerals? Okay. Black is not bad, folks. Black is not bad. Black is luxury. Elegance. Okay? Elegance. It's not bad. People think that. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in, guys. We're doing it right. Now, let's turn away from Columbus Day and all this nonsense about Columbus Day, but think about it, guys. If you look back on your calendars, look back on your computer calendar and see that Columbus Day is no longer called Columbus Day. It's called Indigenous People Day. Indigenous People Day. Okay? Indigenous People Day. All right, and so I'm going to turn this thing upside down real quick. I want to go a little bit and talk about the weekend in sports. You know, I know people listen to the show in different states and stuff like that, but we're in Georgia. We're Atlanta. Here where I am. Okay, I know I got people listening in Florida. We're in Atlanta. We're in Georgia. So my team is the Atlanta Falcons. People say, Frank, why you follow the Falcons? They horrible. Well, they're my team. I grew up in Atlanta. I follow the Hawks. I follow the Braves. I follow the Falcons. I follow the old sports. You can root for whoever you want to. You can root for the Florida Marlins, the Miami Dolphins, or the Miami Heat. I don't care. If that's who you're with, that's who you're with. I'm with the Falcons. I'm with the Hawks. I'm with the Braves. Now, there may be other teams around the country that I may root for as well. But this is my hometown. This the people that I'm going to try to support. Now, it's bad, right? It's been bad a long time. Until we came through and ripped through the league a few years ago and went to the Super Bowl. And then had the worst Super Bowl failure in the league's history. But that isn't who Atlanta is. But the weekend is sports, guys. And I'm gonna ride these Falcons because we have one of the worst teams that you can put on the field. And I don't know, maybe somebody can text me and tell me how long Arthur Blank is gonna put up with what's the guy, Arthur Smith or whatever his name is, whatever the head coach name is, Arthur something. How long is Arthur Blank going to put up with this head coach Arthur Smith. How long? But my thing is, you know, we don't have a quarterback. I said a long time ago that this was not everybody. Every year at the end of the season, everybody was riding Matt Ryan, saying, Matt Ryan, our problem, we got to get rid of that dude. He is horrible. He's this and that, this and that. Well, I don't think Matt Ryan was our problem. Then everybody all over Julio Jones jockstrap. Where is Julio now? Y'all tell me. He lives somewhere up in Alpharetta, up there up north of Atlanta, in his big mansion. He taking it easy. Well, Julio Jones came here, and he and Matt Ryan were duos. They were kicking ass. They were the big boys of the league. You were scared of them guys when they came to town, right? We don't have a Julio Jones now. We're trying to pick Drake London to be Julio Jones. We're trying to get Kyle Pitts to be somebody. But I just don't see it. Drake London doesn't have that breakaway speed and run those routes like Julio Jones did. And then our quarterback, Ridder. Man, what's wrong with this dude? I mean, I got friends that I grew up with that could throw the ball better than damn Ridder. And it's not like he's just always under duress. Matt Ryan was always under duress. He was always running for his damn life. But when Matt Ryan threw that ball, you can ask my wife, I say all the time, I jump up and start saying, oh, here we go. There he is. Before somebody caught the ball. Because Matt Ryan was throwing that ball to that sideline and getting it out there and getting it out there and getting it. He wasn't bad with that timing route, with those timing routes. Now this guy couldn't throw a timing route if he had a clock in his hand. It's horrible. And you got a city like Atlanta, a big old black city like Atlanta, not a big old white city. It's a big old black city, Atlanta. Why can't you put together a team in Atlanta? Why do you continue to draft these guys that's not going to help the team? Why do you continue to bring in these old heads that can't hardly damn run to the sideline? Calais Campbell, a big boy, he played well a few years ago. But y'all done brought him in. He just starting lineman on defense. This dude can hardly run from sideline to sideline, man. He can hardly run from sideline to sideline. Now, he done came to Atlanta when no one else would pick him up. Now he's in Atlanta. I think yesterday or Sunday he got his 100 sack, I believe. He done hit a milestone in his career. I can guarantee you, I'll bet any one of you that next year he will not be a Falcon. He gonna retire. He came to Atlanta to retire. I guarantee you he's gonna retire. Now, how long is Arthur Blank gonna put up with Arthur Smith? This dude got to go. We gotta get somebody else in here. He's making decisions. He's making bad decisions. Now, I did agree with him on one or two of those, on one of those fourth down, go for it I'm with him on one of them. But damn, Ritter just threw the ball. He just threw the ball to the other team. I mean, you can't make these bonehead mistakes, and you continue to do it week after week after week, man. Why can't we get a big name player in here? Why can't we pay somebody $40 million a year like one of them big stars like a Aaron Rodgers or one of them big quarterbacks? Why we can't get us a big quarterback? Why we can't take on a big quarterback? Why can't we bring in a big name defensive player? Why can't we bring in a big name offensive player? Why? I don't know why. Why can't we do that? It's a big problem, man. It's a big problem. And so we look back on college football. All the hype is kind of dwindling on Colorado and Deion Sanders. Because they aren't playing well. You know what I'm saying? They aren't playing well. Now you got, all the hype, all the media hype. But man, these guys are leading the team at halftime. They were leading 29-0 at halftime, and you lose 43-46. See, in football, if you're able to score 30, 40 points a game, you shouldn't lose to anyone. Okay? But when they score 30, the other team score 36. They score 40, the other team score 46. You're not going to win like that. And I know Deion said he's, two or three dogs, seven or eight dogs away. I know they coming next year. I know they are. They coming next year. They coming next year. And it's going to be something to see. And so, and you think about, like, Georgia. Georgia, I don't know if we're going to be back in that national championship game or not. We're pushing hard for it. I don't know if we are. And even if we are, will we win it? Will we be able to beat some of the big teams that are out there like us? I think we will. I really do. We're getting it together now. We're turning the clock now, making things happen. Making things happen. Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in to the show. That's all I have for you today. Thank you for tuning in. Join me tomorrow, guys. I hope to be able to have a show tomorrow to bring this thing back in the fold for you guys. I got a lot of stuff coming to you that I want to do. You guys have to listen out. We got businesses coming through. We got business opportunities for people that are getting ready to come up, and I want to make those things happen. I want to share with you guys some of this stuff. I'm going to have some people on the show to let you know how to make things happen and everything within a business, all the tax ramifications and everything that you get from having your own small business. Hey guys, thank you guys for tuning in. This is Frank. I'm over and I'm out. Take care, guys. I'll see you about 23 and a half hours.
My time, she got every bag you can imagine. Big house, I can really be bragging. 100,000 in my mouth, like what's happening? Not the big cheap, cheap, that's embarrassing. He ain't me, you can keep the comparison. My bitch, probably one of the baddest. Good girl, turning into a savage. This bitch got a problem in traffic. We can't do imagine G-Wagon. Low key, I've been keeping it classy. Could be really out here doing them nasty. Niggas couldn't even see me in last year. Just started and them niggas in last year. I ain't even tried to and I passed. I'm giving looks, I contribute to fashion. Drop a song, I be giving them cash. Stand alone, not your regular rapper. Brand new car is noisy, come through when it's roaring. You ain't gotta worry, don't care about your boyfriend. See me and get nervous, I damn near did it perfect. Work hard and determined, it's safe to say I earned it. Whoa, yeah. None of you guys can flash me, whoa. Matter of fact, none of you guys can touch me, whoa. Post my drip up daily just so they can see, whoa. Turn me up some more so my haters can hear, whoa. I put it over in the back of the car and I tell her to go. She hit when she lands, she bring me the band, she back on the road. She know how I get when I get in that mode. Ain't fucking with bitches, ain't buying no clothes. Only do shows and make me some songs. Make sure that other shit come and get sold. We fuck with these scribbles cause we play with poles. We play with our money and not what I know. I used to go to the west to get lost. I just came back from the west with a trophy. I'm on some motion. She said she missed it and sending emojis. No time to kick it on my waist in motion. Can't say I miss you, I don't got emotions. I'm on that back when I step on the floor shit. I'm on that me and the broken Kadoshi. I'm on that back when I stood at the store shit. Ain't going broke, I'm just back on my old shit. I'm taking drugs, I don't know how to. COVID. I know one thing I'm never gonna be hopeless. If you tell them what was said, you eroded. Try the new Corvette like it's stolen, yeah. Brand new car is noisy, come through when it's roaring. You ain't gotta worry, don't care about your boyfriend. See me and get nervous, I damn near did it perfect. Work hard and determined, it's safe to say I earned it, whoa, yeah. None of you guys can flash me, whoa. Matter of fact, none of you guys can touch me, whoa. Post my trip up daily just so they can see, whoa. Turn me up some more so my haters can hear. Brand new car is noisy, come through when it's roaring. You ain't gotta worry, don't care about your boyfriend. See me and get nervous, I damn near did it perfect. Work hard and determined, it's safe to say I earned it, whoa, yeah. None of you guys can flash me, whoa. Matter of fact, none of you guys can touch me, whoa. Post my trip up daily just so they can see.